Welcome to another edition of the Kid Zach Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yes, yes. It's another episode, but it's a little bit different this time. You know what I mean? What you doing? Ladies, he already tuning in, guys. He pulling up. Show the folks we just had up there. Show the folks.
It's another episode.
Can you see yourself? You can see we on live. He pulling up. Us on live on his YouTube. Okay, okay. Come on, turn it down now. All right. So to our radio viewers who are listening through Spotify as well, but we today is the first time we're going on live on YouTube and going to do our show today. Still trying to get my camera angles right here with DJ. I think we're good now. If he would sit up, you know, whatnot, man. But guys, I told you we was coming and now we're here. So let's make it happen today, man. As you guys already know, we got an all-star cast as we always do. Of course, none other than himself. DJ, man, what's good?
I'm here.
You here? How's the season been so far? In the NFL season, you know?
It's been pretty decent.
I mean, it's great to have football back, right?
Yeah.
It definitely is, guys. It definitely is. And I got my dad here as well now. Radio listeners, you'll hear him like normal because you don't see us anyway. Radio, I mean Spotify, iTunes. But the people on YouTube right now, he's like behind the camera. He don't want to be on the camera. He's a behind-the-scenes type of guy. But, Dad, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
You're doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, but he said he still wanted to put his expertise in on today and talk, man, because I'm going to tell you guys, as I always do. But it be true, though. We got a jam-packed show, man. We really do, man. Got a lot of great topics today. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature and whatnot. And I think it's going to be a great show because, you know, we got some numbers for you today. But at the same time, you know, all three of us are very opinionated about this. At the same time, guys, you know what I'm saying? So without further ado, DJ, you ready?
I'm ready.
Dad, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this. Let's dive right on into our topics as I do every single week. All right, here we go. Let me get to my notes. All right. So, like I said, jam-packed show. We're going to start off with Brady and the Bucks, right? That's when our topics going to start off with and how they are now 2-0 after defeating the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football in the opener as well as the Atlanta Falcons last week after a 5-touchdown performance from Tom Brady. Is Tom Brady contending for MVP or will he win it this year? We'll talk about that. Aaron Rodgers struggled in week one of the season, only putting up 3 points, the worst performance he's ever had, ever, you know, in the history of football, or NFL football, so to speak, we'll say. But bounces back against the Detroit Lions on Monday Night Football, I think, with a 4-touchdown performance. So are the Packers pretenders or are they contenders? Let's keep it moving right there. Sunday Night Football, another great matchup. Lamar Jackson and his Ravens go against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, and they go on to defeat them. So now that he's defeated the Kryptonite, as he called them, Patrick Mahomes and his Chiefs, are the Ravens ready to contend for a championship? We'll talk about that. And King Henry rises again. We couldn't find him last week. We couldn't. We really couldn't. I could have done what he did the first week, but he bounced back this week against the Seattle Seahawks on the road in overtime with a major performance. So are the Titans? Is this the Titans division to lose? DJ has a lot to say about that one. And my Eagles on a lower point, we lost to the 49ers this week, but we also had even a bigger loss with losing Brandon Graham and Brooks as well. So those guys are pretty much gone for, from what I'm understanding. At least Graham, I know that for the time being. So, I mean, who is the winner of the NFC East now with us losing these major pieces? Are we even out of the hunt at all? We'll discuss that. And Kyler Murray, a.k.a. Ant-Man, as I like to call him, 400 yards passing last week. Amazing. And a walk-off touchdown. Well, he didn't walk off, but the Vikings kicker walked off because he missed the last-second kick. And the Cardinals went on to win. I think it was 35-34. I can't quite remember that. And, of course, the Cowboys, you know, they go on last-second field goal, go on to beat the Los Angeles Rams in L.A. at SoFi Stadium. So, you know, talking about the Cowboys, is this the same Cowboys team from last year, or are they a little bit different? We're tuning in that. And we got a new segment I put in here for this show. Are you tired?
Mm-hmm.
You tired? Guys, y'all can see you tired. I mean, DJ's not used to being on the camera or whatnot because we don't ever be on the camera. So this is stuff you would normally do. to my TV people, you know, watching. This is stuff you normally do here on radio, but you can't see him. So he's just going to be him. Well, now we have a segment called Major, Minor, or Worth Looking At. We'll tune in to that a little bit later on, and we'll run through some of those things. Without further ado, man, like I said, let's dive into the show, guys. Let me see if I can do this. I don't know if I can do this. Can they still see us, DJ? Can you look at it real quick and see if they can still see us? This is one of my first times going live, guys. You know, not a lot of people in here at the time. So wait, can they still see when I go to something like that? Okay. So yeah, they can still see. Yeah. Okay, amazing, 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 outstanding, guys. Tom Brady and his Buccaneers defeated, Lord have mercy, the Atlanta Falcons 48-25. I mean, now, peep this. This ain't nothing that's new because the Falcons, they are definitely in a rebuilding process this year. But I want to touch on not the Falcons and not necessarily the Buccaneers, but Tom Brady, the GOAT himself. Threw for 276 yards, 24-36, and 5 touchdown passes. So far, through the first 2 weeks of the season, guys, this man has 9 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Now, he's on track to definitely get over 40 touchdowns this year, you know, to say the least. So, I guess my question is for DJ and Dad. I mean, DJ, we can go to you first, and then Dad, you next. Is Tom Brady in line to win another MVP this year?
I mean, trending that way. Some say he probably is playing better now than he has, you know, back in his 20s. Even with
I'm
the Patriots
saying.
I think it's based upon, you know, he's got way more weapons now than what he did when he was in New England, you know. I mean, Godwin, you know, although he had Gronk in New England. But it's Gronk with a combination of Godwin and Michael Evans and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
You know.
And the Fournette is there. There's still a piece.
With a stellar defense. So, as far as right now, yeah, he's trending that way.
Trending that way?
Yeah.
Okay, Dak, agree?
Well, yeah, I think he's the front runner right now, along with Pat Mahomes. He also got to put Lamar in there and Carr. So, right now, I think he's trending as one of the favorites. And like you said, his play now is, I mean, the man is 44, 45 years old and still playing like he's 24. And I think also, too, that he's actually going downfield more. I don't think people really understand or really take into consideration how strong that man's arm is. You know, right. He has a strong arm. He really do. And he's going downfield more. And then, like DJ said, with the weapons he has, you know, Antonio Brown, Godwin, people out the backfield. So now, with his mind and the way he can manipulate defenses and stuff, I mean, I know he was talking about playing the 50 years old. Hey, I didn't think he would play the 45, so I'm like Skip Bayless now. I can't doubt him, even though we know Father Time.
Can't bet against him.
But right now, he's a favorite. He's a favorite right now.
I think he'd be the first 44-year-old MVP.
Like, I mean, you know, and at this point, I think we're not even shocked because this man just reverses time. And I didn't think nobody could humanly possibly do this. He looks younger now than he did when he came in. Like, and he looks amazing. I get Dad can change your body and stuff. But just looking at him, he doesn't even look but 44, 45. And his play, oh my God. He's playing like he's one of these guys 25 and under in the league right now.
LeBron,
ain't never seen nothing like it, right? Other than LeBron, I guess, Tom Brady. But, you know, and you look at it, you know, like I say, he's playing like a guy who's 25 and under at the time. You know, and you look at the type of quarterback he is, right? You know, he's a pocket passing quarterback. And a lot of people say nowadays, oh, that's a dying breed. Not like, I think DJ said it, or Dad, you might have said it. It just takes the right one to bring that back, so to speak, right? But, you know, that's not a breed we're seeing a whole lot of. Most of these guys, you know, can get out the pocket and run. You know, some of them can run more so than throw. You know, but that's just what we're seeing nowadays. I mean, I'm just excited to see him. Every year he brings something, not new, but something, oh man, it's just Brady. But he keeps setting the bar higher and higher, you know?
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that's one of them things that you can't, explain.
You can't. You really can't. Like, I mean, you can't. Cause I don't think Brady could have predicted.
No,
it would have went like this, man. But Brady, we definitely think, man, you're in line for the MVP. He's probably thinking, I know him. I mean, the way he's playing is ridiculous. It's absolutely. And then he's in that Bruce Arians offense, that vertical threat that we said last year, oh, that's not Brady. And he's there. I think he's adjusted quite well to it. You know, I think he has, but I mean, I'm sure he won nine MVP, but I think he definitely wants another trophy, another ring. That's what he's shooting for. And if he continues to shoot for that, he's going to get the ring and the MVP, you know.
Now, I'm going to say this right here. DJ mentioned the defense. The defense, for some reason, like, it took a step back this year.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about that. That defense, before we move on to the next one. Okay, so what defense this year is just solid? Nobody. We got a lot of good teams. The Chiefs the other night. Chiefs are great on offense. The defense, kind of suspect. Who?
The Rams.
But I saw them get at least 20 hung on their head by injured Carson Wentz the other day. I did see that. Yeah. So it's not like, you know, all defense is going to go through it. You know what I'm saying? I seen Chandler Jones and the Cardinals get 5 sacks against the Titans in this previous week. They just barely eased by, and Kirk Cousins threw like 3 touchdowns. So, I mean, all of these defenses are pretty suspect. There's an, steel curtain defense. I never got to see them, but there ain't none of that. You know, there ain't none of that in today's game. But, I mean, like I said, Brady, you know, he seems like he's on track to win the MVP. I mean, guys, tune in every week to see this guy because it's something. It's not Mahomes, like, but it's just like, it's one of those things like, oh, man, this is just like Picasso. Just watching him play. Go through the reads, you know what I mean? Things like that. You know, it's amazing to watch him play. And speaking of amazing, moving on to a guy that dad loves more than anything, Aaron Rodgers. Guys, like I said, Aaron Rodgers had a huge, you know, laid an egg in week one, right? Mm-hmm. Against the Saints. Laid an egg. Bounced back on Monday Night Football against the Detroit Lions with 4 touchdowns. I mean, most of them going to Aaron Jones. Shout out to Aaron Jones, man, an amazing player. But what I really want to talk about is this. We knew they were going to bounce back. We know they're going to win games this year, right? So, are the Packers pretenders or are they contenders, DJ?
They're pretenders. They've been pretenders for years. I mean, they do this every year. You know, I'd say mainly Aaron Rodgers, you know, because he is the front runner or whatever. Guy in front or whatever. But they go through, you know, they'll win. Got another extra game this year. So they'll win at least, I'm going to say, 11, 12 games this year. You know, win a division like they always do. And they're going to go to the playoffs and they're going to lose like they always do. So, I mean, they're pretenders. You know, ain't nothing changed. You know,
but they do all that. Wouldn't that make them contenders? Because they're still contending.
No. They're not going to get to no NFC Championship. They're not going to get to no Super Bowl.
So contending for them at this point has to be getting into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I agree with DJ. I think they're pretenders. And yeah, I'm on that same line, like he said, they're going to win some games because they got a very good football team. Darren Rodgers is a very good quarterback. And the thing about this team is, you know, I don't trust them. I don't trust the team as a whole. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers when the game won last. We seen last year, everybody was saying they took the ball out the man hand against the Buccaneers in the AFC game. But the truth of the matter is the man had 3 shots to get the ball in the end zone, and he misfired on all of them. I guess the coach was probably like, you had a 3rd down where you could have ran, and if you didn't get in, we're going 4 down. He's trying to throw the ball, and he was overthrew the guy. I guess he's like, man, I'm done with this mess. So that's why he went to field goal. My point is, I think they are pretenders because I don't trust the team. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers, talent as he is. And there's some teams, they're, like I said, they're a quality enough team to win a bunch of games, but when the rubber meets the road, do I trust them to win a game up against a team that probably is going to be peaking at that time? Oh, I don't trust. I really don't.
What do you do?
Stretch my arm.
Oh, so a couple of things. I think they are contenders in the fact of, oh, will they win their division? Sure. Right? Like you said, is Aaron Rodgers going to be amazing? Yeah, of course. Right? You know, are they going to win a playoff game? They definitely will, right? They're gonna contend. But I do agree with you on pretending part of they're gonna be pretenders when it comes down to the NFC Championship game. So to the Super Bowl.
So you think they're going to be both?
Yes, because, I mean, winning games and winning your division, that is contending. That's definitely contending, right? Even if we know what you're going to do.
Somebody who does it over and over again every year.
I mean, it's just what it is. That's definitely, if you win your division, even if it's something, if you go every year and you look, but you are still contending in that race still.
Well, I guess it's all in the question. If you're saying contenders in terms of winning the Super Bowl, then I would tell you again, no. Are you saying contenders for winning game? Yeah, they are contenders. Yeah. But for winning a Super Bowl, I think they're pretenders. But I don't. All the teams that in the NFC that probably will make the playoff, and I said probably make the playoff. This team right here, I don't trust.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I think, you know, we at this point, we pretty much know we're going to get with the Packers. And plus, off Aaron Rodgers' offseason, like, he's going to ball out. But we know we're going to get there. You know, I don't think the defense is that much better. You know, the offense still is amazing. But, it's hit a ceiling, you know, and it's ran its course with this. So, I think we're all more so excited for the offseason and see what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, who's yet to get a contract done as well. So, I think that'll be the most intriguing thing as well. And let me touch on this before we go to the next topic. When you say he had three downs, LaFleur took him off the field. Okay, that was a mistake. You don't take him off the field. I don't care if he had five downs to get it. You still trust Aaron Rodgers because you're not thinking about your team. Think about it. You're going to get a ball back to Tom Brady. Forget that he couldn't get them first three. Well, shoot, try it again. You go down swinging with a guy like that. You don't sit there. I'll just get back to Brady. You don't do that.
If you go back to that game, last year, Tom Brady was a half-half guy.
Tom Brady is Tom Brady. Isn't that half and half guy? He may not drive down the field today.
He had a horrible second. He had a horrible, he had a good one, either one half or his second, whole second half, they were stopping him. He threw interceptions. So my point on that was he had three options to get in there, and he threw three errant passes. And he had an opportunity on third down to run it in. Even if he didn't get it in, they could have went on a fourth down. So I guess the coach thing, well, he ain't got three downs to get it in. He didn't get in. Well, I think he's going to get in on four down.
I get it.
Because he was shook. He was shook.
Well, if there's any other QB, I'm probably, you're probably right. But I got to go down swinging with this guy. This is a future Hall of Fame. Why do you even draft these guys? You draft them for moments like that.
But if you notice about him lately, in that last couple of years, when he get pressure, he's an average quarterback. He's not on target when he getting pressure. And they was putting pressure on it. So...
Well, you know, we'll have to see what happens there, you know, with those guys and with Green Bay per usual. But I think we're all in agreement that we think when it comes to championship, because they're at that level now, they're pretenders on it. Man, and this is the one I want to talk about coming up next. Two young stars, Lamar Jackson against Patrick Mahomes, Sunday Night Football, Chiefs 1-0, Ravens 0-1, 80% of America picking the Chiefs, you know what I'm saying? And lo and behold, here comes Lamar Jackson. Handles business just like he did last year in a Monday Night Football game against the Browns. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
You know, and it shouldn't have been a shocker. You know what I mean? Because if anybody can pull it out, you look at now, Lamar's got to be one of those guys that can. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, I guess, you know, he would always call Patrick Mahomes, but we would say kind of like the monkey on his back, per se, right? It was like one of those things, oh, he can't beat Mahomes, so, you know, he's not going to get anywhere, right? So, does this now mean that he's beat, Superman has defeated Kryptonite, you know? Does this mean these guys are ready to contend for a championship in Baltimore? DJ?
No. He doesn't mean that. Okay. I mean, he beat him in the regular season. That's good, you know what I'm saying? But that's the regular season, man. Like, we don't crown a champion on regular season games.
That's a huge win, though.
It is a huge win, but look how he won it.
Talk to me. I got some. Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
He was running. That's how he won it, right?
But go, you know what I'm saying?
At some point, you know what I'm saying, he going to have to win a game in the air. You know what I'm saying? That's good he can run it, but at some point he's going to have to. You know what I'm saying? I understand he's trying to Michael Vick his situation, you know what I'm saying? But did Michael Vick ever win a Super Bowl? No. You know what I'm saying? So, and then on top of that, they would never got the opportunity if Edwards-Helaire had never fumbled the ball. They was driving. Finna score. It was finna be over with.
But they didn't.
They weren't even gonna get the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. The game was over. Yeah, it was done.
It wasn't over. Like
it was over.
This is my thing. Y'all know I'm the biggest Mahomes fan out here.
Listen, look, it wasn't like they was down, right? And Lamar Jackson came back. He ran the touchdown through two of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, he came, balled out. No, man fumbled the football. He got it back. And he ran his behind. You know what I'm saying? To victory. But that's what he did.
This is how himself and the Ravens win games. It's not like any other team.
What was the thing? What was the question again?
Are they ready to contend for a championship?
No, you don't win championships off doing that, though. You know what I'm saying? They beat them good. That's a good regular season game. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
But put it to you like this. Put all your marbles on. You had to put all your money on somebody. AFC championship game. Who you going to put your money on?
You probably still taking the Chiefs right now.
Yeah. Ain't no probably about it. Everybody's taking the Chiefs. Because you can't run your way to no Super Bowl.
But see, that's the thing that I let you go there. I got to say something. See, because everybody be like, you got to throw through the air, which I get it. He's a quarterback. He throws through the air. Now, he doesn't throw through the air as well as some other quarterbacks. But some other quarterbacks don't run it this offense as well as he does. I don't think you can put too many guys in his position to run this offense. Not. And they can do what he do. And listen, things change. This is what we have to understand. I think we all stuck in this.
Oh, man, got to be like this. This the type of quarterback you got to, if you can't do this. No, I'm not saying he has to be like that.
That's what a lot of people are acting like.
But I'm saying you have to throw.
And he threw. He threw the football. Let's check him out here because he threw the football in this game. Let's not minimize.
But that's not how he won the game.
239 yards passing. He threw 26 times. 18 of 26 completion. And yes, on the ground, he had 16 carries, 107 yards.
That's not a lot of throws. 26 passes.
Okay.
It ain't.
And Mahomes had, what, four more? Five more?
Still, though.
That's what I'm saying. I think we got to start.
You trust his arm in the playoffs.
But my thing is, I think we got to start realizing this guy is possibly the exception. He's playing the game in his way. He's playing it his way.
You think he going to win a Super Bowl like that?
And he's had a lot of success. No, he could. I'm not opposed to it no more. Because this guy's freaking, if anybody could do it this way, it's got to be Lamar Jackson.
I mean, they said the same thing about Cam Newton. If anybody can do it, it's Cam. Didn't they say that? Even when he was doing all that running, then people say, well, you know, he's got ridiculous size, you know what I'm saying, like other, you know, Michael Vick didn't have, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody can do it and sustain it, it's Cam Newton. Didn't they say the same thing?
But let me tell you this.
Somebody comment down below. See, they said the same thing.
They did say the same thing about him.
He was bigger. He was stronger.
Here's the two
things. He could take the punishment.
Here's two different things right here. It's a different thing. Lamar is clearly a clutch player. It don't fold under pressure. Let's get that correct. I love Cam. But in that Super Bowl, that pressure got on him, and he folded.
How clutch is he? How many Super Bowl he done been to?
What do you mean?
Cam at least went to one.
Well, how many games have Cam won in the clutch that you can think of?
I ain't researched none of that.
That's what I'm saying. We seen Lamar on Monday Night Football.
We talking about being the championship team.
I'm saying if anybody can do it, it's Lamar and the Ravens.
He's not winning the Super Bowl off running all over the place.
I'm sold, bro.
Okay.
I'm sold. Okay. Go ahead, Dad.
Okay, you sold. So when they play the Chiefs, I want the same energy.
I'm saying it can happen.
Let me ask you something.
You exiting it out.
No, let me ask you something. You say he can win the Super Bowl. In order to win the Super Bowl, he got to get past the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
And I asked you, okay, on the game, when they play each other in the AFC Championship game, who you take? You said the Chiefs. So if he never gets past, see, how he even get the Super Bowl?
I think if the Chiefs lose to the Ravens, we shouldn't be shocked because he's just proven he can do it.
They ain't beating him.
And then you just said he has to get past the Chiefs, and he's proven he can beat the Chiefs
in the regular season.
Like I said,
that's the same thing. Chiefs as Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers can beat anybody in the regular season. He can't do nothing in the postseason.
I'm sold on Lamar Ravens. All that, I'm sold on.
Okay, so y'all heard it first. If they play each other in the playoffs, he's sold on Lamar. He going with the Ravens.
Flipping my words. How
come you not going with the Ravens?
I said he can't beat them. The favorite is clearly the Chiefs have a better team.
How come you not going with the Ravens if they played each other in the AFC Championship? How come you not going with the Ravens?
I wasn't going with the Ravens.
Well, I'm asking you, who you going for?
I'm saying if the Ravens beat the Chiefs, you can't be shocked. You can say, okay, well, the favorites are the Chiefs, right?
I asked you
favorites are the Chiefs. You can say Mahomes is better than
No, I'm asking you. Yeah, I'm putting you on front stream. I'm live right here.
There's nothing on front stream.
Who you picking?
I told you.
Ravens, Chiefs, AFC Championship.
Everybody,
who you picking?
Everybody. I mean, I'm gonna pick the. I like the Chiefs team better.
Oh, okay. Well, how can you not picking the Ravens?
Because of Lamar Jackson, you sold. So why you ain't picking them? I think because, man, the Chiefs are a better team.
No, it's because Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback.
Well, Patrick Mahomes was better Sunday night, but did they win? No. That's what I'm saying.
We're talking about, you said
Sunday. No, this is my thing. Y'all got to give this young man in credit. This is my thing. Every time he goes and do something, if first was, I mean, he still ain't beat Mahomes. He beats Mahomes. It's just a regular season.
Was that not the question?
It's beyond me and the daddy. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm so
contend for a championship. Day. It says it right there.
Go ahead, dad. Talk, man.
Are the Ravens ready to contend for a championship?
Yes!
Why he keeps talking about that he beat them in the regular season?
What's the question again?
Are the Ravens ready to contend for a championship?
For a title. Super Bowl. Not the regular season.
I would say this right here. Y'all arguing about if they was in the NFC, yeah. But by them being in the AFC with Pat Mahomes, I don't see it for the fact right here. I'm going to give Lamar, I like Lamar. I'm going to give him all the credit in the world for winning the game. But he was driving the ball with relatively ease. They were talking about field goal. I think he won't score a touchdown if Clyde absolutely haven't got the football. But you take your victory when you can take it. So,
you would have, should have, could
have. My thing is on that is, I just think that much of Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid and the pieces they got that I don't see them getting past them. Because from I didn't see the game, and from what I'm seeing, from what I saw, the Chiefs kind of held the game at their own, like controlled the whole game.
Yeah.
So we all know that Kansas City, to be honest, act like sometimes they just like get bored out there when they're playing football. I'm like, okay, it's time to win the football game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, you make them contenders because that's who they are, they're Ravens. But as long as they probably in the AFC, I don't see them getting past Pat. Now, if they did get past Pat, was surprising. No, it was.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you know, but I'm not picking them over here.
Okay, and that's fine. I get that. I said the Chiefs' favorite. Okay, but I'm saying if they were to beat them, I wouldn't be shocked because everything that we said Lamar couldn't do, he has done it. He couldn't play quarterback in this league. He's done it. He ain't gonna win no MVP in this league. He's won it. He ain't gonna be able to beat Mahomes. You're 0-4 against him. He did it.
Now, well, I will say this right here, though. You know, my pet peeve is quarterback.
Oh, he hadn't won a playoff game in 2 years. No. He went and did it.
Yeah, he did. And my pet peeve is quarterback. Y'all know this. You know, I don't care about you lifting weights and getting big. My pet peeve with a quarterback in the NFL, at any level, go and get you a quarterback coach and work on your fundamentals. That's all you need to do. All this running and stuff, you can do that in your sleep. Go get that. And if he do that, and I think if his career progresses, then he will be in a more serious threat. But if he's not working on his game, on his passing, working on his mechanics and stuff, and we can see that some of the throws he did miss, wide open people, that he's not fully invested on working on his mechanics.
He definitely has some work. I'm not saying he's great as Mahomes, but I'm like I said, I'm sold on. I think he adds that element, like you said, Dad.
Man, the question was, can they contend for a championship?
Yes, and you got two yeses, and you said no. He can't contend.
I'm gonna say it right here, though. Another thing, I mean, cut y'all. He gonna have to stop taking no hits, though.
What hits?
He don't take hits.
What hits did he take?
He the first game of the season, he kind of threw his body into it against the Raiders. He need to quit that. He need to do that more like Kyler Murray. Slide. I understand when you run away from people. He need to quit doing that. Because, I mean, that will. Look at Michael Vick. I mean, that will get you.
Listen, look, we've seen this movie before.
He was RG3.
We've seen this movie before. And, you know, the reason why he is what he is and the reason why people pick him in fantasy is because he can run. You know, and that's what he's been since he's gotten to the league. And that's what he's going to continue. And that's what the offense was built around. That's why they run that wildcat stuff, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Because he can run. So when it comes down to it, the coach, was it John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh?
John
Harbaugh. When it comes down to it, he's going to lead.
John?
Yeah, because Jim
and Michigan losing. Yeah.
Got to figure it out.
But when it comes down to it, he's going to lean on his running ability. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that'll get you. That'll win you games. That'll even get you to the playoffs. But when it comes to the Super Bowl and you got to go against somebody who can throw parallel passes, turn from the side this way, you mean tell me you're going to outrun him? That's how you're going to get you? You're going to outrun him? No, man. That's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to do it through the air. And if you can't do it through the air, it's not going to happen for you. I'm going to tell you that now.
Lamar, like I said, man, I don't bet against you no more. You done proved me. Hold on. You done proved so much to me. Everything, you know, like I said, they said you can't do. You done it. You know what I mean? You proven it. I mean, I think people just constantly keep setting the bar higher for you, man. But, you know, do your thing. You got some messages?
Yeah. He's on your side until you play the Chiefs. I want you to remember that, Lamar, if you're watching this. You know, he supports you until you play the Chiefs. Just want you to remember that.
And I want you to remember
that. Because I asked clearly him, who would he pick? Did he pick you, Lamar? But he sold on
was
you.
Was that the question?
But he didn't pick you against Patrick
Mahomes. What's the question now? Are they contenders? The question was, are they not contenders? That was the question. The question wasn't, can they beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? The question was, are they contenders?
Yes.
That was simply the question. That's what it was. But moving on, Lamar doesn't, I mean, DJ doesn't believe in Lamar. I definitely think he's going to make him eat his words sooner or later. And he's going to come right back on this show and have to apologize. Anyway, moving forward to DJ's Titans. Who went on to face to beat the Seahawks in overtime this past Sunday, man. Scored 33-30. You look at the stats here. Derrick Henry was the entire story the entire game, right? 182 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns, and even got into the receiving game with 6 receptions for 55 yards. I think that's the most passes he's caught in one game this season. You know, Russ, he did his thing, 2 touchdowns, 343, 22 of 31. And, you know, receiving-wise, I mean, let's just highlight Tyler Lockett for a second. My Jesus, 8 receptions, 178 yards, and a touchdown. You know what I mean? That guy's on fire. I mean, I'm just saying, you got to give him more recognition. But this is about the Titans. I think the Titans are going to win the division, especially now. The wins is out. I mean, I think they have all the talent. The defense is definitely suspect, but who defense isn't suspect? So, DJ, is this the Titans division to lose?
Yeah, it's been that way since the beginning of the season. Wentz, no Wentz, it didn't matter. You know, it was our division. You know, I don't feel like, you know, Jacksonville, no, they're still up and coming. Who knows what's going on in Texas right now? You know what I'm saying? That's just a big old mess over there.
I mean,
the only ones you really had was Indianapolis. Yeah, well, Houston, Texas. The only ones you had was Indianapolis. They wouldn't beat us. Not with no Carson Wentz. So, yeah, it's ours to lose. You know what I'm saying? If we lose, it's on us.
That.
Completely.
Yeah, because they came back and redeemed themselves from that debacle. They had in week one. I think the other team to beat, you know, because, I mean, the offense, Derrick Henry was the whole offense, but I think sooner or later, the offensive line get more healthier than what's the quarterback name?
Tannehill.
Tannehill will get on track more with Julio, and A.J. Brown will have a better game, and mm-hmm. I think it would give the defense, you know, a whole lot to think about. And but the thing with me with Titans is the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think they play more inspired defense Sunday than they did against Arizona. So second half, they pretty much had a pretty good game second half. They did. They covered people. And Fulton, the cornerback from LSU, the number one pick with last year, he had a great game. He did. So, I mean, they put a little pad rush on. So, I mean, if that thing can continue to come together, I think the other team to beat in that division.
I agree with you guys on this. I got no argument here. I knew we were going to spend a lot of time on this segment because I feel like we're all in agreement. So, that, you know, we feel like they're going to win the division this year. I think the biggest thing with you want to talk about the Titans? Okay.
Talk about the Titans.
The biggest deal I think with the Titans is, for me, is consistency, and it's the defense. Like I said, defenses, you can get better over the course of the years. We saw that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went on to win the championship this past year. So that could progress as we go, you know, but that's the only thing the verdict's still out on with them. But like I said, who defense isn't? But more so the consistency. Now, I don't think they'll repeat this performance this upcoming week. Now, will they win this week? think you guys play the Colts, I believe. I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
So, will they win this week? I think they will, but I don't think their performance will be the same. And I think those type of performances is what really ignites them, fires them, and gets them to those wins or whatnot of things like that, man. So, shout out to the Titans, DJ, and everything that you guys are doing there, you know. So, I want something a little bit more exciting. I know you think, what's more exciting than Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, or Julio Jones? Ant-Man himself. I ain't talking about the kick. Is he Marvel? Or is he... Is it...
Yeah, he's Marvel.
It's Marvel, guys. I ain't that deep into it as DJ. But it's Marvel. I'm not talking about... Excuse me?
I said, or at all.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm talking about Kyler Murray, guys. Have you seen him? Guys, listen. If there's anybody you pay money to see, right? You guys say Mahomes. You know what I mean? That's somebody, Brady. Pay money to see Brady. Maybe not Diddy, but Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean?
Lamar
Jackson. You know what I mean? The non-contender, guys, DJ calls him. Kyler Murray has now entered the chat when it comes to being amazing and wanting to watch him play football. Now, I'm going to say something now. Okay? He threw for 400-something yards here this past week. You know what I mean? And he got, I think it's 2 or 3 touchdowns. No, because I want to give you the exact stat on Kyler Murray. 400 yards, 29 of 36 passing, 3 touchdowns, 2 turnovers, got to clean it up. And on the ground, 5 carries for 31 yards and a touchdown. But that 400 yard, my Lord, on 36 passes, throwing nearly 40 passes a game. Like, dude, is this dude a top 5 QB right now? Is he entered that far as being the top 5 quarterback in the league?
As far as the first 2 games, yeah, he is, because he's a dynamic duo with the pass through the air and on the ground as well. So, yeah, you get him top 5 if you want to. I wouldn't be mad at nobody for doing that.
You got that. Is he top 5?
Right now, where he playing, yeah.
You got to put him in there.
Think about it. The interesting part about Kyler. Kyler's 5'8", 5'9". He's a pocket passer.
He could be 5'5". Who knows? I mean, does it matter? Like,
yeah, he's a pocket passer. And that's amazing. And he has an extremely strong arm. And it pops off his hand. And he's extremely accurate. And he's kind of like, he knows where everything is.
Yeah.
And he's coming into his own. And I feel like to give credit to Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was a real, I know we ain't talking about him, I was a real, I was real against that high, because this man didn't have a 500 record in college. How do you think he's going to win in NFL football? And he has done a good
job. Hold on, damn, stop right there. Mom entering the room. Can you come on in, guys. It's mine right here. Hello. Like, right here. We're on YouTube Live today as well.
Yeah.
You want to be on? Mama in the chat, y'all. Go ahead and clap it up for Mama in the chat. Coming to say what's up right now. Currently, when I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dad. Finish your take.
But no, right now, you have to say he's a top 5. He's top 5, trending in top 5. Like DJ said, I'm not mad if everybody put him in there, because he's playing great football right now. And he's excited to see him play.
Yeah.
So, as you know, we don't know what to expect from him, you know, so... He just has a strong arm. He's a pocket quarterback who you can't catch. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we discussed at dinner. You know, it's like he's playing backyard football like that.
Yeah.
And that's fun, backyard football. Yeah. You can do anything back there. You know, I remember playing backyard football in intermediate school. You know what I mean? Can't nobody take me down. Now, it didn't go like that on the real field. You know, nobody can take, but it's fun because it's, you know, it feels like it's no rules, and that looks exactly how Kyler Murray plays. I know there's an offense and things like that he runs through and whatnot, but he's just having fun out there, man. I go over here if I want to, then I come back over here, and then I throw it over your head if I want to. What you gonna do? You know what I mean? It's exciting to watch. He's definitely a top 5 quarterback now, you know. And if you're talking about pastime, I mean, you taking somebody out of it, you probably have to take Deshaun out. At this moment,
hey,
I'm sorry. You'd have to take Deshaun Watson out of it.
I know we got the
because all those other guys are still playing, like Russ, Aaron Rodgers, Brady. You know, I think Allen is into that. If we could be, you know, not Mahomes.
I'm gonna say this right here.
But
know
no,
y'all,
not Allen. I'll take Allen now. Yes.
No, I don't know y'all don't know who the world I'm talking about. And this man came from your alma, no, not your alma mater, but the Georgia Bulldog. Back in the days, his name was Fran Tarkenton. Played with the Minnesota Vikings. And Kyler kind of put you in the mind of big guy, except he's faster, has a strong arm, and I can say Fran could throw from the pocket, he could. That's who he reminds you of a little bit.
Fran Dackerson.
Fran Tarkenton.
Fran Dackerson. Y'all go look at
that's who Kyle reminds you of. I know he's way before your time.
Fran Tarkenton.
Tarkenton, yeah.
How tall was he?
I think Fran the hell is 6 feet. He's about 5'11". And Kyle kind of put you the mind of him.
Okay.
But Kyle's arm is way stronger than him. Kyle is way faster than him. Kyle actually looks stocky than him.
Yeah.
So that's who Kyle put your mind for back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So
you guys go look him up. Say the name again.
Fran Tarkenton.
And play for the Georgia Bulldogs.
We've also played for the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Minnesota Vikings back in the day.
Okay, you guys go check him out, man. I definitely will be doing the same. Now on a more disappointing note, the Cowboys. These guys were able to go into LA this past Sunday and defeat the Los Angeles Rams. So, you know, credit to them and everything they're doing. But, you know, they had a good game. Zeke finally got carries this game opposed to week one. He only got so many carries or whatnot.
Chargers.
You know, who did I say?
Rams.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me get that right. They beat the Chargers. Lord knows they ain't finna beat no Rams. All right, y'all can say what you want. They ain't finna do that. Don't hold your hands up. They are, you know. Anyway, it ain't about that. So, we're going to start with Daddy this time. Are the Cowboys a different team this year than they were last year? In a good way or a bad way?
I think they're a different thing on a good way. I think the defense has improved. They don't seem so out of place like they were last year.
Yeah.
And they're what it's supposed to be. Don't get me wrong. They're not a great defense, but they're more accountable for what are they doing there. And I think the offense is kind of like what you need for today. You know what I mean? Throw the ball for today.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want me to run the ball. Man, they got this two-headed monster with Zeke and Pollard from University of Memphis. And
let's throw that in there. That he's from Memphis.
And you got that two-headed monster. And it's all about you do what you need to do to win a football game.
Right.
And they ran the ball to win the football game. And they last year, they lost some games like they did at the last minute. Now they're winning games two on the road. So they are a different team.
Definitely they are a different team. DJ, go ahead.
Can you really call it a two-headed monster? You only had one good game, dude.
Well, they're calling them Thunder and Lightning is the thing around the league is what they're starting to say.
Going by the two games I've seen, so when they did carry the ball, you know, you got Pollard, who's a very quick back, and Zeke is go ahead, straight ahead back. Now, he ain't giving you no moves, but he going to get you make 2 yards.
Definitely get the
yards.
So,
you know, you go back and forth with him, so.
it's hard to tell in the first two games, but as far as right now, it seems as though they're different. I'm gonna say as far as
good way, bad way.
Good as in it seems as though they adapt to the game.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of just, you know, trying to be, you know, stars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like first week it was all passing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what, you know, the game called for. Second week, it was more of a run game thing because that's what the game called for. So, you know, I feel like, they're different in that aspect. And if they are, you know, it's a good thing for them. I mean, they should keep trending that way, you know. So don't, you know, go back into your old Cowboy ways.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you guys know I'm an Eagles fan, and I don't, you know, really rock with the Cowboys or anything like that or whatnot. But, you know, I look at this, and you know, just calling it from a football standpoint, though, they definitely are a different team than last year, and they are better than they were last year. Like, DJ, you just took the words right out of my mouth, honestly, with saying that, you know, they do what the game calls for. Nobody's overdoing it. They get the ball to their playmakers, you know, things like that, you know. And they've shown you, well, we can play both ways. You know what I mean? We can play it straight through the air. We can play it straight on the ground, or we can play it in the middle. You know what I mean? It just depends on the matchup for that week and what it calls for. And I think that's what they're doing. If they keep heading that way, they possibly going to take the division from us, which ain't a good thing. But let's hope they don't trend that way. But just from a football standpoint, take the fan part out of me being an Eagles fan. They keep heading that direction like that. They're only going to get better every week. Now, I know Amari Cooper has a rib injury. I'm not sure if he'll be able to play this Sunday. Also, Michael Gallup's on IR. So they got CeeDee Lamb and Cedric Willis Jr., those guys, whatnot. So, I mean, I think, you know, you got this week more pressure. Excuse me.
Cedric Willis.
What I say?
Willis.
Cedric Wilson Jr., excuse me. Let's get it right.
He's from Memphis.
Oh, my God. and daddy from Memphis. If anything about Memphis, daddy gonna know it. You gonna know that. And shout out to my boy Therese. He about the same thing on Memphis and stuff like that. He know all about it. But like I said, man, I think this week more so they play us. You know, and we're banged up. We're banged up on the D line, as you guys know. So I think this week what's going to come down to, if they want to win and take this game from us, they're going to have to get CeeDee Lamb involved. You know his targets are going to go up for my fantasy team. But in general, his targets are going to go up. They're going to get to the tight end. I don't want to butcher his last name. Because can you say that their tight end's last name? It's with an S, the Cowboys.
No, I can't.
So I don't. Can you? If you're from Memphis, you can say it.
You from Memphis?
No. Well, he can't say it if he ain't from Memphis. So I don't want to butcher his name. It's like Shorts or something like that. I don't see. Here we go. I don't want to, you know. And if they keep the attack up with Pollard and Elliott, I mean, they can be a dangerous football team for the rest of this year, guys. So that brings us towards the end of our show. But before we go, like I said, we have a new segment because I'm always thinking of stuff, you know, and things like that to put these guys on the spot. So let's do that. Today we got this thing called Major, Minor, or Worth Looking At. Let's play some games, guys. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to pose a question to Dad and DJ. And then I'm going to ask them, is it Major, Minor, or Worth Looking At? And they're going to explain why they picked that answer. You get what I'm saying? You got it, Dad? You got it? Okay, so who wants to go first? Do you guys care?
You
don't mind going first? So let's get into it. Okay. Former Alabama native Tua Tagovailoa goes down with a rib injury this past Sunday. Is this major, minor, or is it worth looking at?
It's worth looking at simply because, you know, he had so far has an injury history, you know what I'm saying? What they call it? Prone?
Injury prone.
Injury prone, you know what I'm saying? So it's worth looking at because, you know, they have to figure out, you know what I'm saying, who's going to be the face of, you know, their franchise. And it don't have to necessarily be, it might not be because he can't play. I mean, it might not be because he can't play as far as, like, being on the field, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But as far as, like, he's not healthy enough to be on the field, to be the franchise player. So it's worth looking at for them.
That?
Major because, here again, piggyback on what DJ said, he says, he's been injury prone since Alabama, and he's not getting enough reps to see if he can be that guy or see if he can get more comfortable to the offense to progress as a quarterback. So it's a major because he's sitting on the sideline not getting reps.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing getting mental reps, but you got to actually get down the field and get the reps. So it's major, you know, he's constantly injuries, and that's not good for a young quarterback. It ain't good for no quarterback, but especially a young quarterback through the things he done been through and what he got to endure. So it's major to me.
Major you. This is absolutely major if you're the Miami Dolphins right now. The minor part, we passed that, right? The worth looking at, we passed that too. We looked at you last year at the end of the year. You know what I'm saying? The minor part was you recovering. What is it? You already went.
Another thing, they passed up on Justin Herbert.
They did. It definitely did. So you look at it, this is a major deal because it's like we discussed earlier. The Dolphins at least feel like, bro, we're ready. We have the all-around good team. We're coached well. We're good at positions. We don't have superstar, but we're a good team, and we're ready to go. The word of the day is contend. We're ready to go and contend. And we missing one piece that we thought we wouldn't even be worried about right now.
Major piece.
I don't even know what a healthy Tua Tagovailoa looks like in the NFL. I don't even know what that looks like. I know he stepped in after recovering from the injury from Alabama last year. So that was a little sample size. Is it enough to go off for the first game? I don't know what a healthy Tua looks like. This is major. You're double checking and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, Miami has to figure this out. Because if this is what Tua is going to be, and I know they want to count the guy out, you have to start looking elsewhere right away. If you're ready to put yourself in that category, and we're talking about contending, because it ain't easy to get into that category and stay in there. I'm going to tell you that now. So this is major. We're going to see what happens. I hope Tua gets healthy, and I hope he, you know, just shuts all of us up when it comes to injuries. You know what I'm saying? But it is definitely a major. Moving on, Dad, we're going to start with you first on this one. Zach Wilson, am I right, second overall pick out of the draft? What's his name? Second overall pick, quarterback of the Jets, threw four picks in his second game of the season. I think it was his debut at MetLife Field, I believe. Or was there New England? I'm not too sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He threw four picks against Bill Belichick's defense. Is this major, minor, or worth looking at?
Well, I'm going to say minor because he's a rookie quarterback. And they're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't look at that part about him making mistakes.
You said this is worth looking at or minor?
Well, I said worth looking at. I think I said minor, but worth looking at. And not so much his play, but you, because organization can kill a player. We all know that this is one of the worst organizations out there. They got a brand new coach. Ain't never been a coach before. You know, so he got a whole lot of stuff working against him.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess that's what I said. We're looking at not so much that he threw the interception. It's just what has he got around him for his coaching? He got a new coach. The organization has been a major disappointment. So is he got the supporting cast?
Yeah.
To help him grow. That's the thing. I think he can play. It just, I think all these quarterbacks can play. It just, do they have the supporting cast to help him grow?
Yeah. I think it's major simply because he was coming out of college. Wasn't he compared to Brett Favre?
Yeah, he has been compared to. So if
you're
the Jets,
you're going to have to get used to this because that's what Brett Favre, the gunslinger, you know what I'm saying? You know, he'll throw four picks this game. Next week, he might throw, you know, three touchdowns and no interception. That's how Brett Favre's career was. So, I mean, it's a major thing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's going to be something you have to get used to. It's going to be an up and down thing, you know? So he's risky. And that's one of the big things they loved about him. They love the risk taker in him. So,
yeah. Yeah, this is worth looking at. Now, Dad,
hope it don't come on the playoff game, you know?
If they can get there. This is worth looking at. Now, I know Dad said he's just a rookie, you know, and you said this is major because, oh, my God, it's four picks. And it was like within, like, the first four passes he threw four picks. It's worth looking at because me personally, nothing personal against Zach Wilson, although I said me personally, I'm not really sold on Zach Wilson. I got to be honest. I really don't. I feel like they just traded out one for another with Sam and Zach. And I think Sam is better than Zach. Zach ain't really showed me a whole lot. I like his name. You know what I'm saying? But Zach ain't really showed me a whole lot. I'm not that high up on him. I know, folks, he makes amazing throws and all this. I'm thinking, dude, like, you in the Jets offense. And I feel like if you a quarterback trying to come fix that broken franchise, you got to be special. And I don't really see that with him. I see a guy who can kind of run around and throw a little something here and there. But I don't see nobody who's going to change the whole organization. And like you said, he needs them pieces and whatnot around him. And he ain't finna get it. Not with the Jets. You know, this organization needs a quarterback. I know, bring him up again. Like a Deshaun Watson who can will this organization to win games and stuff. This ain't him. You put him in offense with a lot of weapons and you let him front run. That's what he looks like he does. You know? And I think he'll get better and make some plays, but we talking about future wise. And you know, New York Jets, they quick to give up on quarterbacks as if they just all high and mighty and can just do that or something. And they gonna be right in the top five pick again. They keep messing around. I just don't think this was the right pick for them. Or the right guy for them, or the right fit for him. I think his career is going to get off to a bad start. I'm sorry, Zach. But I just didn't think this ever fit. I never saw why he should have went here in the first place. It's too much for him to overcome. He ain't that dude. It just ain't going to happen. Where you go to, was it not BYU?
Yeah,
BYU. BYU, man. You wasn't no world beater over there. You were doing your thing. No, man. It's worth looking at. I ain't giving major. I know it sounded like it would, though. But it's definitely worth looking at when it come down to it, man. Moving on. I wanted to say worth looking at. I know I made it like it was major, the way I talked about it. But I'm just saying, like, when I look at this team, I needed to see the Jets take a Trevor Lawrence to change. I needed that. And he ain't that. And it ain't his fault, because most quarterbacks not there. You need somebody that's a complete overhaul of that entire organization to take it over. He ain't that dude. He ain't that dude.
Deshaun Watson still out there.
He is still out there.
I think that was one of the teams he said he wouldn't mind going to. I think it was. It was Jets. Who else was it? Miami? I think it was one other team. I think it was New Orleans before they, you know, figured everything out. I don't know, but I could be wrong.
Moving on, though, man. Saquon Barkley. Because we live right now. Stuff like this happens, y'all. You know, phones go off in the house.
We live.
Like I said, we live. Stuff like this happens. Actually, it happens when we ain't live. But it's all good. We work with what we got right now. Coming out the trap, you know. Nah, just playing, guys. Let's move on to Saquon Barkley, man. First two games of the season has struggled. Had one huge 41-yard run. Saquon is clearly not at full strength, and he's not himself at this time, right? Mm-hmm. So is this major, minor, or is this worth looking at?
I think it's minor. You know, he came off of, I think it was two MCL injury and ACL injury, wasn't it?
Something
I think
like
he
that.
Had yeah. like two uh-huh. of them. So right. I think it's minor.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to take him a minute to, first of all, get back into his regular workload, you know, as far as like conditioning and everything like that. And then to get back to, you know, his natural self on the field as far yeah. as awareness and, you know, stuff like that, you know. So getting back to the speed of the game and whatnot,
right,
you know.
Right, right.
So I don't, you know, I think, you know, later on down the year, he'll, you know, you'll start to see, you know, more glimpses of, you know, who he was before he was injured. So I think it's minor.
Right. That?
I feel something to look at because coming out of Penn State, he also had an injury problem. And his first couple of years, he's been injured a little bit as a running back. Right now, he don't look too comfortable on the knee. I don't know if it's just confidence. We don't know until his next game and he see how, you know, it progresses out. But I think it's something worth looking at, you know. So, can he go back to the guy that we thought he was going to be, you know, or is this something going to linger on that he's going to tend to get injuries and the nicks and that, where he won't reach his full potential, which we don't want to see that because we think he's got the chance to be a all-time great with the speed and the ability and the strength and all that. But it's certainly something to need to be looked at because he's not running right now. And I don't know. I don't want to speculate what it is because we don't know what's in his head. But he ain't running like his normal self. So
I'm with DJ. I think it's minor. I really do. This guy's a supernatural athlete, a freak generational talent, man. He really is. I think he's done all the right things to get back. And like I've said before, after watching him play his last two games, man, it's all mental. That's why I feel like it's really all up here. Because I watched Saquon play, and I look him in his eyes. You can tell a lot from the guy's eyes. You know what I mean? I looked him in, and I was like, man, it's just not here. It's not here. It's like, oh, I'm just afraid to, you know, hit it too hard here, hit there, and I'm tweaking and I'm through. You know, but in all reality, his body is ready to go. You can clearly tell his body is his mindset. When he approached the line of scrimmage, it's different now, you know, opposed to what it was, you know, last year. Because he didn't have that type of injury. You playing free. Now you playing not to get hurt. That's the difference. Your mindset. So his mindset, once that gets back right, I definitely think we're going to be on the right track then. I think it's going to start this week. I'm going to make a bold statement right now. Saquon played the Falcons this week. I'm looking for 100 yards out of Saquon Barkley this week. Two touchdowns. Both of them, one of them at the goal line and one of them for about 20 yards out. Saquon Barkley. Don't know who's going to win the game. Both teams suck. But I do think over 100 yards this week for Saquon Barkley.
They need to watch out for Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, see that, and look, and also once he gets his mindset back right, you got another threat in the backfield. Do I worry about Saquon or Daniel Jones? You know what I mean? Like, you thinking as a DN, like, what decision do I make? Because Daniel got them wheels.
Yeah,
he got them wheels. He get where he's trying to go. And you get Saquon back at full strength, mindset, and everything. You don't know what to do. You don't know what to do with this.
If he decide not to be a quarterback, he can be a wide receiver.
Who, Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Well, I don't go that far to say that now. I don't know if he can break on no routes or nothing. You know, a slant route.
But old stuff.
Going on to a guy I really like here, man. DJ used to not like this guy. He definitely loves him now. OBJ, who's actually talking about on the TV right now, breaking news, he fully practiced it today and could return on Sunday versus the Bears. So listen. Huh?
This is a good return.
Anyway, So, he's been out for 2 weeks straight. I guess we just got news that he's fully practicing. But him being out 2 weeks straight, to you, is that major, minor, or is that worth taking a look at?
I'm going to say major. I feel like at this point, Odell ain't played. And I know he played a little bit last year. But as far as like a full season, he ain't played in like 2 years. And I don't see any sign of him getting any type of healthier. So at this point, I feel like, you know, the Browns, you know, don't look at him as a, you know, a every game receiver. You know what I'm saying? Maybe play him in spurts. You know what I'm saying? We really need a win. Let's push him a little bit more this game, you know what I'm saying, versus the others. I just don't see him getting healthier. He's been injured too many times. I'm assuming you think he is going to get healthier. I don't think he is.
Well, there you go. I'll let y'all.
Well, I mean, I like Odell.
Major, minor, worth looking at.
It's major because Jarvis Landry is out. So you also need somebody to come in to give the team some juice. You know what I'm saying? So it's major. Hopefully he come back. We don't know where he's at for his, what he's going to give you. You know, you hope he can come back and give you something. But it's major because it's going to get the team some lift. Because OBJ either going to get hate from you, he's going to get some hate out there, or he'll get some lift. So if you're his teammate, he's going to get the lift. So he's going to get the team a joke. So if he can go out there and give him a couple good catches, he really going to get a team a joke. So it's major.
It's major, but not for the reason you guys say it is. It's major, man, because, like we said, we haven't seen this guy play in what? Did you say a year or something
like
that?
2 years.
Two years.
Like a full season.
We haven't seen a full Odell Beckham in about 2 or 3 years or whatnot. Okay. Here's my thing. I think we're going to see a whole nother Odell Beckham at this point. Like you said, Jarvis Landry is out now. You know what I mean? So now it's like, oh, I got, you know, I'm going to get the ball to Odell. But I think he's going to, you know, it's not going to be one of those things where it's forced. I think he's going to actually be one of the receivers in the offense now. They go through the motions, you know, getting the ball. And he's going to show you, look, I still got this. You know what I mean? That's what he's going to show you. I can still make these moves and make these plays. Now, he may not be as explosive as he once was. I mean, you get older, you know, stuff like that. You hurt your knee.
I think he's going to have a Julio career.
A Julio again? That's not a bad career. What is it? Well, I mean,
good. No, see, this is the thing. People got this misnomer that Baker Mayfield, man, he trying to force over there. He don't force. People get this thing twisted. He don't force the ball over there. They time him may not be on track.
Yeah.
He's not getting the ball forced to him.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know where that part come in. I think it's just people thinking, well, he's a receiver and he's a star receiver and he crying for the ball, which we know Odell don't cry for the ball. Yeah. He don't, so.
And I think this time it's going to be much smoother this time around. I mean, you go through injuries, you know, that injury like he did last year, man. It really slows things down for you. He's taking his time this year. And I'm so glad that he didn't go out there week one. If he wasn't ready mentally or physically, don't put yourself out there. When you feel like you're ready to go do it, then you're going to do it. And you let the game come to you. He ain't going to force his hand this time. I think he's going to let the game come to him. And he's going to have a good year this year, man. I think from this point on, he's going to stay healthy. He fully practiced today. I think he's going to stay healthy the rest of this year. Ending it off, man, with a surprising team. Actually, Las Vegas Raiders moved to 2-0 on the season, defeating the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football in Week 1 and going on to defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers in a crucial win at Pittsburgh last week. And also, Derek Carr got nicked up and Josh Jacobs and whatnot. But besides all that, the Raiders are 2-0, guys. They're 2-0. So is this major, minor, or worth looking at?
Minor. They ain't winning that division.
Did? Yes.
Oh, it's worth looking at. I said it because, I mean, they start out last year like this. But the difference is, I think their defense is starting to put pressure on the quarterback. And Derek Carr playing some great football. He's finding people. He's accurate. You know, he's running offense. And I think if he can stop, you know, I understand that Waller's a great tight end, but sprinkling around to the other guys, you know what I'm saying?
I can't lie.
Finally got Wes Carr involved in offense.
Henry Ruggs. Yeah.
And, you know, I think it makes a big difference when you got that guy to take the defense off the top.
Yeah,
you
it's know, huge.
I don't think they're going to win the division, but still, though, it's major. You know, for the Oakland Raiders, I'm not going to call them the Vegas Raiders because they shouldn't have moved. Anyway, the Oakland Raiders. I think it's worth looking at.
Yeah, I've been struggling with this. Even when I wrote the question, I was like, the Raiders. Because you know how some teams will start off hot, like the Vikings did one year, like 5-0. You know what I'm saying? And then the Raiders has done this before, I believe, start off kind of hot, things like that. But, man, it's not major for me. And it ain't minor. I was going to go minor, DJ, but I'm going to go worth looking at. And I only say that because we talk about that Crosby. On the defensive end for the Raiders, man, he's been balling out. Now, if he can keep putting pressure on the QB like this,
in the secondary playing the way
it's different when they playing like this. Now nobody's just investing their faith in Derek Carr and John Gruden, but these guys on the other side. Well, this is the thing. These guys on the other side
making their defense to torch up Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I didn't say torch up, but I'm saying this is worth looking at. Gotta ask
somebody can compete with Patrick.
This is worth looking at these guys. You look at the offensive side of the ball. They when they come to tight end, they good right there. Receivers, I think they got decent receivers or whatnot.
Is he special?
Oof. Dan Waller? Yes.
No, Derek Carr.
No, I wouldn't call him special.
That's why they ain't gonna win.
My God, just give them no life. But, you know, I just
got to keep it real. I keep it real.
Raiders, y'all definitely
worth
looking at.
They try to give hope. I keep it real. Y'all ain't special.
Y'all are definitely worth looking at. Keep balling. Keep playing the same brand of football that you've been playing through the course of the year. 17 weeks. And let's see where it takes you guys. Right now, I'm definitely intrigued and I'm interested. Right now, I like Derek Carr, what he's doing. He does a lot of talk. Remember, in the offseason, tired of being disrespected. You know what I mean? And we show he's leading right now in passing yards for all quarterbacks. Right now.
Over
Kyler Murray. I'm just saying. Right now, it's looking good, so it's worth looking
against
at.
Two of the top defenses.
Yeah. I mean, so you got to give credit right now at least.
Think about it. They got to keep
going. I give them credit for it, but yeah.
It's not worth looking at, though. It's mine.
And Murray from New Orleans, that's a move that they got him, right?
No, he with the Ravens.
But, man.
You ain't on camera, so it's
not him. Who the guy that run about?
Kenyon, is it Kenyon Drake?
Yeah, Kenyon Drake. Yeah, they helped out quite a bit.
Yeah.
We know Josh Jacobs going to stay banged up.
Both great running backs. But good running backs and quality team. Raiders, keep doing what you're doing because I'm definitely intrigued. DJ is not. Dad is. So
I mean, it's intriguing. It's just, you know,
it's not worth looking at.
You know, they're not going to win division. So okay. You can be entertaining.
Well, I'm looking until they start trending the other way. So, you know, they're playing good football right now. They really on both sides of the ball.
Alright guys, well you said brings us to the conclusion of this show. Hope y'all enjoyed that game because you know I'm definitely going to be bringing other games to the show as well. Did you like that game?
Yeah.
Dad, you like it?
Yeah, enjoyed it.
You know, I think we'll bring it back next time or you know me, I'm going to bring even more games. So next time I may bring back this game as well as bring something else. You never know. Like I'm always trying to mix it up and make it entertaining and fun for you guys. All right. Thank you all for listening to us today, tuning in. All you guys listening from a Spotify standpoint and iTunes and all the guys who tuned in today on live, guys and girls, I'm sorry. On YouTube as well. You know what I mean? This is something I would like to do every week. You know, and maybe one of these days, Dad, to get in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? DJ, how'd you like it? I think you're still getting used to it. Did you? Yeah, I mean, like I said, you look at his emotion, you're probably thinking he's not really into this. But, I mean, we've done this since, what, 2020? December? It's like 2020. Yeah, we've been doing the podcast, and it's just normally just us talking. And he can bring that emotion through his voice, and you guys will never know what his face looks like. So I guess now he's got to channel that when you guys are seeing him actually on TV, kind of like now or whatnot. So, yeah, and radio listeners, you know the same DJs you guys know anyway. But guess what? We close this off. Dad, you got anything else?
Oh, I enjoyed myself. I'm glad to be here.
Glad to be here. Thank God. DJ, you got anything?
No, I'm all right.
All right. Okay, so is there one matchup you guys are intrigued to see in week 3?
Tampa Bay and the Rams.
Ditto.
Okay, Tampa Bay and the Rams. On you guys, I'm going to go something different. I mean, that's an intriguing matchup for sure. I'd be mighty biased to say the Eagles and the Cowboys. That's kind of where I would like to go. I want to see how we Fine. Tampa Bay and the Rams. That's the Tampa Bay and the Rams. It's the most intriguing matchup. You guys tune in. Make sure you see that.
Also, them don't be, I'm not for sure about the schedule. Don't the Packers play?
The Packers play the Niners. But I'm not as on board with the Niners no more.
Oh, really?
I'm not. I mean, last week, I love the Eagles. I really do. And we ain't got the best defense. They couldn't move the ball against us. That's
G
not.
G might not have the juice.
That's what I'm saying. I think the Packers take that one. So.
Well, I know it's not certain for another day. Trey Lance ain't ready to take the stars, but I don't think
that. They're just not. They don't got that. And then they lost. To be fair, they've lost like two or three running backs. They've lost Raheem Mostert, yeah, Trey Sermon, Elijah Morris. I think I'm saying his last name right now. Sure. You know, they can't really keep a guy in the backfield. And they're based off of that run game.
Well,
they're
based off the concepts, not so much the
running. But that too, the concepts
the
as well.
It's the concept, ain't the running back.
So, yeah. All right, guys. That'll be the conclusion of our episode right here, guys. You know, knocking the phone up, man. You know, we're bringing it to an end, guys, on the live and here on Spotify/iTunes, guys. Hope y'all enjoy. Hope y'all listen. Please tune in again. Next week, we'll be back again, probably on Tuesday. If not Tuesday, then the weekend. Right?
I guess.
Something like that. We'll definitely make it happen, you know, because sometimes I had to get up here and do it myself because the schedules are crazy and whatnot. But I know you guys, for some reason, like to see DJ and hear Dead or whatever. So, like I said, guys, make sure to tune in next week. Thank you all for coming and tuning in today. We're going to try to do this as much as possible and also listening as well, man. Thank you. Be blessed.